what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Abracadabra, rubba ding ding, da bing ding, da boop boop.
I like the immediate stop, full stop. But I really like Abra.
Yeah.
It's not Abba.
No, it's Abracadabra.
No, that was great.
You got to get the cadence.
Yes.
I thought it started better than it finished.
Listen.
So did everybody.
I think a lot of people, if they wanted, could say super mean things there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I actually loved it.
Good.
I really did enjoy that one. So thank you, Andy.
You're welcome. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
That's right. Welcome to the Spitballers, episode 205. Happy to be with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We're making magic on today's episode.
Well, clearly.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, a distant connection between our draft topic. We are drafting wishes from a genie. So we'll see how selfish, selfless, integrious we are as we draft wishes.
Powerful.
A genie. Powerful. Would you rather? That's a great question as well on the show today at Spitballers Pod on Twitter. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we are making this moment in your life just a little bit more ridiculous. Yeah. Isn't that really what we do?
Yeah, because we want life to be better for you, and I feel like the best life is the ridiculous life.
Yeah, I'm now being flooded with all the things wrong with Aladdin.
Uh-huh.
Because you reminded me of the genie.
Right.
And it was like the whole entire...
You're talking about the cartoon Aladdin.
I'm talking about the story of Aladdin. We could go the live version. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But like the whole thing kind of kicks off with Princess Jasmine goes out to see the city, and she sees like, dude, it is... Apparently, when you get out of the palace, it is tough in the streets.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, the genie's free. We're not going to fix any of these socioeconomic situations going on here in Agrabah, but the genie's free. So, you know, that's a win.
What does the genie do? I know part two went straight to video. Does he, like, solve all of society's ills at that point?
He better. He's got the power.
No, but he doesn't have to anymore.
No, of course not.
Well, out of the goodness of his genie heart.
Yeah, but
I mean, after you're free, you still got genie powers, right?
Yes, you do.
So I know he was going to take a vacation, but I think in the second movie, he comes back and fixes all the hunger and stuff.
I think he fights Jafar.
Oh, unless the second movie is the vacation, which I would be all about watching that.
Like genie goes to Disneyland?
All I'm saying is I like
genie a good... Genie takes a cruise?
I like a good vacation.
Right.
But if I could take a vacation... And I was a genie, that would be one awesome vacation.
Jason's his first wish today. Carnival cruise.
As a genie.
Sorry. Royal Caribbean cruise.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, man. Did you speak an unspeakable
cruise
line?
I didn't name a rich man cruise.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it's a genie wish, I'm not going too low.
Well, you're not even
going
to go Disney?
Well, sure, Disney's great. They just, you know, they don't have a casino, so it's
kind of a
problem for the grown-up cruise
line. Hold on, this is true?
Disney cruise lines do not have a casino.
Little-known fact, they got casinos on land. You can just go drive right down to them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to go on the ocean for
them.
They
don't put a casino in there.
No, they don't.
In the Disney cruise? I'm not surprised. It wasn't one of the things that Aladdin wished for.
Come on, Aladdin.
We didn't want to help people either.
Okay, I got to add to my list here. Okay, casino on a cruise.
I think if you dig into Disney movies and kids movies in general, you're not going to find a lot of the main characters and storylines focusing on the outside world, Mike.
I get it. And I know people have thought about this too, of like, okay, well, how do you let the genie go when you could just like, okay, Jasmine can get three wishes. The Sultan can get three wishes. Like you could just
pass the bottle.
You can just go along the line and then still at the end, the final wish is the genie is free and he's no longer, like owned. There is no master.
But I mean, was
you could still
because you're passing it between each
yes.
other.
Yes, yeah. Everyone gets three wishes.
Mike, you just rub the lamp now. Watch this. Yeah. Take two, then give it to Andy for two.
Yeah, I mean, then the genie's getting pretty used.
Well, that's what his job is.
Yeah, it's probably at least a 40-hour work week.
It's a tiny little living space.
Yeah, but a phenomenal cosmic powers.
All right, we're moving on.
Would you rather?
All of our wishes are going to just be to become genies.
Yeah, I mean,
ourselves.
Look, I say all those things, and then what I'm drafting here is,
yeah, I'm not. You're not fixing any socioeconomic problems.
Well, mine.
All right, Kane from Twitter. Would you rather have a neighbor that cuts down trees every night, every night at 11 p.m., or a neighbor that launches fireworks every morning at 6 a.m.? Which,
okay,
we were literally,
yes,
Mike brought up that his neighbor was doing yard work at, what, 6, 7 p.m.?
It was 5:30 p.m.
5:30?
Yes.
Okay.
On Sunday.
Okay.
I like that you keep adding this on. So, like, in the conversation we were having, it was the fact that it was Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, I'm not sure why that makes it any worse than a Tuesday at 5 p.m. or any day at 5 p.m.
I mean, look, to me, Arizona, it's 115, 116 during the, yep, day right now. Doing yard work during that time of day, not possible. So you've got two choices. You can do it at 5:30 p.m. when the sun's, well, it's not really down,
yeah,
is it?
I was going to say, later than,
I mean,
that.
It's not even, yeah, it'd be later. He's nice for doing it at 5:30 instead of 7:30. Or you do it in early morning. And in early morning, you get woken up. That's like this question here. Fireworks at 6 a.m. Or, yeah, you do it at night when it's cutting down the trees at 11 p.m. I just don't know what you want this guy to do,
no,
Mike.
Hold on.
What do you want him to do?
Can I go backwards here a little bit? Because this question is all wrong.
Okay, reverse engineering.
It is, so this question says the neighbor cuts down trees every night at 11 p.m.
How many
or
trees does this person
fireworks have at 6 a.m.?
You want to reverse them?
That, I mean, it doesn't make sense to launch fireworks in the morning, in the daytime, when you can't see them.
I mean,
and
6
who's cutting down trees at night when you can't see where they're going to fall? I feel like, don't you cut down the trees at 6 a.m. and launch fireworks at 11 p.m.?
You can go that direction.
We could, but then it's, I mean, maybe that's part of the process of the question.
Well, it is dangerous to cut down trees at 11 p.m.
It's more disruptive in either of these situations. The fireworks are probably much more disruptive because it's your neighbor. So the fireworks are going to be much louder. They're going to be more pulsier. You're not going to get that droning. You cut a tree down, you get some drone.
But it also,
I can sleep to some droning.
Like, but, well, hold on, but it's quicker. Like, the fireworks, they're going to, you know,
oh, they'll
that,
be over?
You know that at New Year's Eve at midnight will be the bulk of them, and then you'll have, like, the really, like, the cool people. They save their M80s to go off at 2 in the morning. Like, just want to drive home how cool those people are.
Don't get me started on firing your fireworks on July 3rd and the 5th, because you got so many you start early, and you got too many, so you do some late. Yeah. First of all, Al, are these happening for the same duration?
No.
No, I would say the fireworks are probably shorter.
But okay, that's what it's like. But a firework, if it goes off at 6 a.m., are you going back to sleep?
Yes.
You can get back to sleep after being woken up?
If it's quick. Is this...
I mean, it's not just quick, though. It's an explosion where you
it's
are...
5 minutes.
Your body is now full of cortisol.
Hmm.
I also...
True.
I did... The question did seem backwards, but I left it intentionally because I figured if the fireworks are at night, there's upside to being able to go outside and watch the fireworks. So,
oh, okay.
To pull out that upside, I
well, there
it.
Is upside to going and watching your neighbor cut down a tree at 11 p.m. I mean, depending on how, like, you know...
How risky he is.
Well, just like how demented if like, if you want to see a man fail.
Can I ask the question to Mike, though? Because you...
I'm here.
You were here.
Yeah.
And... Not related to Spitballers at all. You were not happy about it. You
no.
were so unhappy that a man like yourself who barely speaks brought it up.
Yes.
As an issue.
Because, look.
So tell me when he was supposed to be doing this yard work.
Well, here's, I'll start with the time of day. It was, okay. It was 5 or 5:30.
All right.
On Sunday. This is dinner time. This is prime, okay. Like, you're going to go. We were, my family was out in the pool. That's how I know that this person was doing their yard work because it was, it's extremely loud. What is going on with these yard tools? Where are the scientists on us getting us silent yard tools, first
okay,
of all?
All right.
That's a fair question.
Thank you. But, like, I mean, this is the time where if you're...
We're talking weed whacker? We talking blower? What are we talking?
This was... I think he was trimming trees. So
right.
It was,
like a chainsaw?
Yeah. So it was a...
Responsible homeowner. Got it.
Not a chainsaw, but a... just a cutter of some kind.
Owl, what are those called? What are those cutter, electric cutters
Not
called?
A chainsaw, though. One
like a hedge trimmer?
Yeah, yeah. Probably a hedge trimmer. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
You just got owned. And it was just, I mean, this is the time that if you're going to go outside and have like a barbecue or do something with your family, You're going out at dinner time.
This is where the Sunday thing comes in?
Yes. And I understand. Yard work, it has to be done. There are small windows to do it in. Perhaps the work schedule only allowed this. That's not going to stop me from complaining about it. Now, when do I want it to be done? Do that while I'm at work. Because then I don't have to deal with any of the sound repercussions of you doing your yard.
So do it while you're... But check with you for your schedule.
Of course.
And your kids aren't loud in the pool, right? I mean, they're pretty quiet.
Well, they're loud, but they are children.
So what if the kids were the ones doing the yard work? What if his kids were doing the yard work?
If the sound of the children is enough to drown out the sound of the tools, then I think we're okay.
Okay, well, so
I don't get mad at other people's kids for being loud.
Let's take these two questions together and say, what is worse, neighbor noise stopping your sleep or neighbor noise stopping your barbecue?
Sleep?
No. Like your family fun was interrupted.
I got
you. Is that better or is that worse than your sleep being interrupted?
I would say that I think it's the family time, because if you're doing that, you've had it scheduled, you knew it was coming up, and you have multiple people who are being affected by the loud sound.
It's actually interesting because I am committed to not being on any sort of Mike's side on this. To be clear,
not even
a notion, right?
Right.
But
I feel like you're about to be on Mike's side here.
I did start to think about a slight variation to Mike's scenario. Now, Mike's obviously wrong here, and this poor man, he had no option but to do it. But if I was having an organized,
I looked at this tree. It did. It was.
It
not
didn't
in,
need it.
It was not. In, all right, that's. It was not a dire situation.
That's fair. But if I had an organized barbecue, and I had invited a bunch of people over at 5:30 p.m. on a Sunday, and we were all enjoying ourselves, and then some heavy yard work was going on, I would be a little like, gee darn, why is that happening?
I feel like I could talk over the sound of,
no, you
of those machines. We could be out there. We could be shouting.
But there's dust going up
in
the air.
But that's the issue. What if he's just blowing a bunch of stuff over into your yard? You got your grill open. You're trying to cover your birds. You've already cheesed them. And now here come all the croppings of the tree just flying over into your yard, into the pool.
The croppings. I love it.
What would you do? This is a little bit of a sidebar here. What would you do if you hear all the sounds of landscaping going on, and you're just sitting in the backyard really annoyed, but then you look over and two hands with a bucket just reach over your yard and just dump all the clippings in your yard?
I feel like I would, without
were you
being
respect
able to,
it?
Without being able to control myself, I would be sprinting to that wall. I've got to catch him in the, you know what I mean? Like, I can't let him get back inside before this happens. I've got to run him. Lock eyes incredulously and say, what was that all about?
I don't even know how you deal with a situation that is that absolutely ridiculous. Like, if let's say you have a perfect spotless neighbor, everything they do is good and fine and right, and they're not a problem, but when they mow their lawn, they always dump the clippings over your fence.
Oh, man.
How do you stop that? You can't stop it.
I think that is now the worst neighbor ever.
And like, you can't call the police on that, right?
Probably not. I mean,
I don't want to waste their time.
They're going to say, don't call us.
Yeah, and so they say, don't call us. So how do you stop somebody from doing that?
I guess you just get in a war of throwing it back and forth.
Yeah,
do you throw your dog poop over to their fence?
Oh, you darn right I do. I sit my dog up on the fence, and I hold him until he craps straight into their yard. I mean, I'm squeezing the bowels, get every drop out.
Has anybody in here been in a neighbor war before?
Oh, a neighbor war.
Not me.
I've had one, sort of. Where it was, for whatever reason, my wife was pregnant with our first child. She needed her sleep, so I was extra sensitive to sleep disruption for her. And we just had a neighbor that was like a young kid, 20-something, parties until 4 in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
And so I had to do, like one time I literally walked over there at 3:30 in the morning, and their truck in the driveway, there's no one awake. Their truck in the driveway is jamming music with no one in it. I'm not even kidding.
Like,
yeah, it was on.
Is the engine running?
Yes, it's on. To this day, I couldn't see in the windows right. So I'm thinking someone's hiding in there jamming this music out in the middle of the night. But I had to go over there enough times to where, like, eventually I secretly called a noise complainer.
I don't think it was secret.
But the neighbor across the street was so mad, he did not call the police. What he would do is he would get his Harley Davidson and at 5 in the morning would go out in front of his house and rev it for like 3 or 4 minutes and then go to work.
Neighbor wars,
so
man.
So passive aggressive.
And I remember like a Disney show where it was Goofy and who's the Goofy?
What, Pete?
Pete. And they were in a neighbor war. Mm. And building the fence higher, all of that stuff. So, I mean, that would just be so bad. I'd want to move. Would any of you just move?
But then you've lost. You've lost the neighbor war. The per the rules of neighbor war.
Yep. Whoever stays longer wins.
The closest I've ever gotten is not so much a war, but a few confrontations of we had, the laser decorations for the holidays, right? And, you know, so Christmas, you get the green and red lasers and
that project up on your house?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this, perhaps it's a point in this person's favor. I don't know, but it doesn't to me. They were out front in my house for much longer than Christmas. They were not on. So it's not like it's the middle of February and I still have Christmas
decorations.
They're
just still
there.
The ground.
Yes.
Got it.
And
you just hadn't pulled them up.
Yes. I had not put them away. I was being a little bit lazy. And the timing of this is very funny. I had just put up a Nest camera, you know, to like the front door camera situation, check everything out. Like literally the day or two before I put this thing up, then all of a sudden our things have disappeared.
Ooh.
And it's like, wait, did we catch this on the camera? And partially we did. Now, it's night vision, and where the camera was, you could see like the perp's legs, and they had a particular dog that had a limp.
And come on.
So we are easily able to identify.
You're looking for limpy dogs?
Who this person was.
Can I see your dog take a little walk, please?
This person henceforth became known as Bob the Robber amongst me and the family.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but like, I mean, we got in a few confrontations of me driving away, rolling down my window, be like, hey, I know it was you.
Oh,
I want my stuff back.
For real?
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
No, we never got it back. He was in full denial that it was ever him, but by the video evidence, it was 99.9% him. There's nothing conclusive enough that I could like go, you know, get police and stuff going on, but like we know it was him.
No.
And as soon as he was confronted, his walking path of his dog mysteriously changed,
wow.
And he no longer came through our neighborhood.
Interesting.
Interesting. Now, you started this by saying maybe it's a point in their favor.
That I had my stuff out too long.
Okay. So if it's out too long,
you can steal it.
I'm just saying, like, if someone getting mad, but I wanted to specify it was out there, but not on.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take the trees one.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Our question here.
Art from Patreon. Would you rather have access to a library that has every book ever written or a museum that has every dinosaur bone ever discovered?
Okay. So almost unlimited knowledge, but you have to read it.
So very limited. very limited.
So very limited for some of us.
So in both cases, I do not feel like the quantity is giving me a great advantage. Like, I can appreciate a museum with some dinosaur bones. But if it has every dinosaur bone ever discovered, do I know enough about dinosaur bones to understand the nuance between... I don't need 50 Tyrannosaurus skeletons to appreciate it.
Now,
I appreciate one. Why do I need them all? Why does quantity matter?
Could actually be a problem.
Yeah, it could be an issue. Like, I got to sift through them.
I would imagine that every
You're
dinosaur...
just giving them out.
Every dinosaur
They're
bone
just in
that
chests.
Has ever been discovered, that has to be an enormous amount.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bones.
And can we, like... If we have them, can we at least make sure that they're all accurately put together?
Right.
Or is that not part? It's just you just have all
just
the bones.
Just a pile of bones.
Because not
no,
an
it's
archaeologist.
A nice museum. I think we'll go with they're built. But okay. I mean, you're gonna have rooms with like, boy, I don't another mammoth.
Dinosaurs are so cool. Man.
They're
yeah,
super
but like,
cool.
What's the most commonly found dinosaur skeleton?
Oh, that's an interesting
question. You know what I
mean?
I will look that up. Find out what dinosaur. Has the most findings.
It was the dino rats. All the dino rats.
Yeah, because it's like if there's 100 of those that are found or whatever, would you really need, to Andy's point, like would you want like 100? You know, it's like in the books, they're all different. You don't have 100 copies of, you know, Mark Twain. You just have one of everything.
But you're certainly not reading every book.
No.
So, I mean, having the quantity, it's like, to me, if I go into a library, like any library right now, I'm like, that's enough books. Like, I've got enough in here. I don't need every book ever
written.
You're
saying you've never gone into a library and thought, man, I wish they had a couple more books in
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
And it's over. It's like the Netflix problem.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what am I going to watch? And the thing that you actually watch is you looking for something to watch for 20 to 25 minutes before you go, I've got some tired.
If you had said, would you rather have access to a library that has a few books you'd like to read, I might actually pick that one.
But you can do that right now.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying, like, curated.
You literally have access to libraries. They are...
Well, I'm saying, if it's just a few books, you could buy the books.
Breaking news, everybody.
Okay.
Apparently, the Triceratops is the most discovered... Oh. Dinosaur skeleton.
That's great news.
It's sweet.
That was my favorite dinosaur growing up.
Were they the kind of like the buffalo of the plains for the dino era?
With three horns.
Right, obviously.
Yeah. So how many? Do we know how many they have found of the Triceratops?
I don't know how many, but they estimate that they were the 40% of dinosaurs were Triceratops.
40%?
That's a bad estimation. That's a
multiple sources are saying it.
Multiple dummies.
Of like... All dinosaurs are just a particular...
Triceratops is the most common dinosaur at 40%.
So here's the two theories behind that. Number one...
There were 12 dinosaurs.
No. Number one is that the Triceratops, they were just the supreme species. You didn't come at them. You didn't eat them. So there's lots of them because they got the horns, right?
Right.
And so they just dominated the plains. The other option is that they have the most dense, salvageable bones possible.
That's it.
Where you just find them because they don't disintegrate. They're just like power bones.
That's clearly it. I mean, nobody's really taken on rhinoceroses. That's not 40% of animals.
Right. Right. So, I feel like if you become 40%, you got to not only not be killed, but you got to be killing.
Oh, for
right?
sure.
Like a shark. Like a shark.
40% of them.
I mean, but they got to be going out, clearing out the other animals to get to their 40%.
They were herbivores, right?
Yeah, which is the problem.
Wait, they were just herbivores?
Did they kill for sport?
They weren't omnivores?
Maybe. I think they were.
No, Triceratops were not omnivores.
I'm surprised. I feel like you got three horns. You should
to protect yourself.
Some meat.
What do you think the rhinos are doing? Eating a bunch of meat?
Yeah, wait, they're not omnivores?
No.
Rhinoceroses only eat plants?
Yes.
As far as
dummies.
How do you get that big eating only plants?
That's what I'm talking about.
Are there vegetarians onto something?
I guess elephants.
Those things are yoked.
Elephants are gigantic and all they eat is plants.
If you eat plants 22 of your 24 hours of the day, solid. Eat plants, poop, eat plants. That's their whole life.
Interesting.
Grow my horn a little longer, eat plants.
Now, at the very least here, before we answer this question, we can all agree that it was bad science. Like, the Triceratops
the
40%? Were not 40% of all dinosaurs.
I'm throwing that out.
No chance. Yeah, throw that out.
What's the source on this?
Dr.
I'll,
Seuss?
I'll have to look
no
again.
Comment? Dr. Seuss? It's the Triceratops Association of America.
Yeah.
They're putting out big
Triceratops.
Triceratops
for sure.
Oh. Maybe by weight. They're 40% of all the weight of dinosaur bones. I guess I'll go the dinosaur route.
Yeah.
Because I can go to a normal library, I'm happy.
Absolutely. And if you can turn around and sell any of these, the bones are worth
oh,
more.
The black market for dinosaur bones would be huge.
Although especially because you'd have a monopoly, so they're very expensive now.
But then you got every first edition of every book that
you
can go sell.
I promise
you,
if I had all the dinosaur bones, it would be worth more than those first
editions. I disagree. I think first edition of books are worth way more than dinosaur bones.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Those will sell for kabillions.
Kabillions? Whoa!
That's not even quantifiable.
No.
A kabillion.
No. Gregory from Patreon, would you rather wake up to discover your kids have cut your hair into a mohawk?
Okay.
Or you wake up and you found out your kids have shaved off your eyebrows.
So I wake up, have super dope haircut.
Right.
Or no eyebrows.
Right. That is the question.
This is a tough one for Mike. How about we go?
I mean, I've had a mohawk for many years of my life.
Can I change mohawk to they shave your head bald?
Sure.
Let's change
that,
it to
that
shave
makes
your
more
head
sense because. Look, I don't have a lot of hair on these little cul-de-sac, you know, the male pattern baldness receding
spots. Yeah, his kids shave it those areas every night.
Yeah, right. But my point
just
is like
a little bit higher.
A mohawk might look fine, you know what I mean? Like I can grow hair down the middle. A little. So better than theirs. So I think I could rock a Mohawk.
Are you thinking about the Mohawk now?
I'm thinking about the Mohawk now. I think that, you know, I've always said that I eventually am going to shave my head.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe I just shave the sides.
You think George Costanza ever thought about the Mohawk?
Well, he couldn't.
He had the exact opposite.
Yeah. Oh, he had inverse cul-de-sac.
He had the skullet.
Yeah. Oh, why don't people who have that style hair shave the back and just have like two side strips of hair?
I think you've answered your question.
Oh, yeah. Sounds pretty stupid.
So wait, hold on. But let's explore this. Uh-huh. So just two patches of hair on the sides.
That's right.
None on top.
None on top, none on the back.
None in the
it's
back.
It's like a Mohawk, but it's on the sides.
Yeah, it's
oh,
like
that, no, that
it's
was
like the rings of Saturn.
That was
oh no, that doesn't go around the back.
What's his butt? No Hawk from Prodigy. Was that the name of the group? Who did Firestarter?
Young man,
Prodigy did Firestarter.
Yeah, we don't remember we don't remember '90s Prodigy. Haircuts.
And I believe it was called the No Hawk. So that's what it was.
So one person did it.
And you look like you're the leader of an EDM band. That's what would happen.
Do people wear fake eyebrows?
Yes.
And could I cover up my issue with a fake eyebrows?
Yeah, absolutely. You can cover it up. You can use makeup. You can, I mean,
I would be more embarrassed with makeup eyebrows, I think, pure makeup eyebrows. And I know that's a thing. But when I see it, I laugh inside.
Well, not like the tattooed eyebrows.
No, but dude, like the painted.
Or the Sharpie eyebrows.
The Sharpie eyebrows.
The tattoo, what, it's something blading.
Microblading.
Though they're doing.
But those are actual eyebrows.
No, they take your eyebrows and then they tattoo.
To fill them out?
To fill it out.
Those
and
are good.
They're doing really good work in the
microblading. Can you do that on
area.
Your head?
Yes, you can.
What?
You can microblade?
Yes. I could fill these cul-de-sacs in with microbladed love?
Well, or shoe polish.
Here's the thing. It doesn't actually grow out into hair, so you would have to commit to just the shaved head where you have just a tiny bit of hair.
Never mind.
Because it's just some ink.
I can wear a hat if my kids have shaved my head.
That's true.
And I think I want that one. I think I'd go with that one. I could chalk that one up to a failed experiment. I wanted to try it.
If my kids came to me and genuinely said, "Hey, Dad, I think you look better bald, or I want you to shave your head." If I had the support of my children to shave my head. If I came home and they all really wanted it, I would come in here bald tomorrow. Yeah. Like without that's not even a joke.
Really?
I would,
so it's you're waiting for the pressure from your children.
I am waiting for the support of my family to say the time has come, thinning hair man.
I think
just shave it.
I think we can. Andy, between the two of us, I think we can make this happen.
The support can come from this table.
How much money you think?
I mean, he's done it before. This is not shocking to me. I think he was pretty content with before.
Yeah, but then I see pictures later and I'm like, oh, that did look bad.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those tough things where
it's the worst.
Where it's like, I think, you know, I'm like, okay, I think I can pull off a bald head and then I can't.
So in retrospect, so in the moment when you were bald, did you feel better than after? Did you feel pretty good in the moment, like trying on a new?
I feel like every time I turned around, I wasn't sure.
Okay,
you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this kind of no, it doesn't. You know, like oh, this
You're
works.
Like the kombucha lady.
Yeah.
Well, final answers here, gentlemen.
I will take the shaved head.
I will take the shaved head.
I'll take the shaved head as well.
That's a great question.
When is art art? And when is it just someone splattering paint on something?
Oh, man.
It's the great abstract question of the day.
Eat it, Jackson Pollock.
So
you hack.
So I will say something interesting that I discovered on this front. Because I get the criticism, right? You see splattered paint and you go, a child could have done that.
Uh-huh.
So I, for whatever reason, about 6 months ago, I got caught up on like Instagram reels. I started catching art ones, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People do an abstract, like an abstract algorithm was grabbing my feed.
Mm-hmm. Is this where like they tie the paint bucket to a cord? Or?
Sure, some of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them were
they're fun to watch.
A lot of them were just abstract paintings and their final product or rapidly done or whatever. And so it started to catch my fancy. So do you know what I did?
Did you buy some art?
Start finger painting?
I went out and purchased paints, brushes.
Oh, Whoa.
Canvases.
This is fun.
And we took them into the art room.
You have an art room.
Well, now. Yeah. Right. Took them into an art room. And, you know, it's harder than it looks.
Oh, man. Did you give up? Let me ask you this. Are you still painting? Are you working on one right now?
No.
Okay. So
What were you? You were trying to go impressionist? What were you trying to do?
So what I was doing is I was trying to do some of these ones where the paint gets like poured and then like spread with various instruments.
Okay.
So you like pull it and push it around. And it looks like the finished products that the real artists do. It looks very simple. It looks so simple.
Sure.
But it was not simple. It's like where you drop a drop and then you spread it. Uh-huh. And then you drop a drop. And I was like, I must have gone through. I went through all the canvases. All right.
Oh, no.
Once you start, you know, you blow it and then you move on to the next canvas.
You could ruin them real quick, though.
Real quick.
Like, you could just get started and be like, new canvas.
So I'm like, I'm going to try this out and see if I can figure out something that I can do well. And it was an 0 for 10.
So you're telling me that.
There's more art.
There's more to the dummy art paintings than you think. Because I've seen a lot of paintings for sale that are just so stupid. It's literally like someone closed their eyes, threw paint on a.
So is that the answer?
Eyes were open?
No. When art is art is when it looks like a child could have done this.
No, but because I've seen
reality,
a lot of.
That's not what happened. Because it takes a master to make something look so easy.
Yeah, and the thing is, I've seen a lot of kids' art, and it all sucks.
That's like also true.
100% of kids' art sucks. So I think the inherent criticism of it looking like what a kid could do, I think that line needs to get deleted. I think real art is that it looks very simple, but it's not replicable.
Have you
ever we're onto something?
Seen art that looks really dumb? Yeah. Or really simple, really easy, you know, splatter paint.
You should
paint
see these
style.
Tin canvases I got.
No. Well, that's my point, is that's the norm. But have you seen some of these? You got into them on your Instagram or whatever that you have wanted to purchase. You're like, man.
Yes.
That speaks to me. I want
yes.
it.
Yes.
That's when it's art.
Yeah.
That's when it's art. Can this sell? Does somebody want to buy it? Does it speak to someone? If it doesn't speak to anyone, it's not art.
Okay.
But then we have those things where it's like literally a dot.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Now, like, you get into the high society.
Pretentious art.
The fart sniffing where you're like, oh, this dot, it says that the world is truly a place of collapse, but it will be reborn. And they just have this whole elaborate story because there's a dot on a white canvas.
The white canvas that's painted white. It's like,
the nothingness.
Just so stupid. If you are a pretend. Here's the deal. If you are making those style of art, if you make a piece of art, listen, artist, if you make a piece of art and you think that it is incredibly deep story-wise,
right,
you're the worst. You're not a good artist. You're not. Because I think that great artists, they don't look at
someone else does, says, supposed
right.
to say it.
Yes, someone else is supposed to say it. You're trying too hard, and you're smelling your farts, and you're like, that smells so good.
Like, I watched an IG clip. It was clearly an art show. And so, I mean, it's in the standard, you know, art studio where it's just very minimal, very high society. And it's a feller. He's the artist. And he's got like a big brush, and he'll run, and then he hits basically a trampoline.
Yeah.
And then he does like a
one big swipe,
looks at it, and there's a whole crowd watching him do it. And then just in silence, walks back, and he keeps on going. To which I can only assume that this piece sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Man, that's so stupid.
If you can find enough people that will be jealous of you for having something stupid, then you have something valuable.
But by my own definition here, then, if he sells that for $100,000, as stupid as I think it is,
right,
then someone wanted to buy it and it spoke to someone. So even these fart sniffy people with the black dot on a white canvas and they want to sell it for $1 million, if someone buys it, if they can dupe someone into spending money on it,
here's the problem.
Does that make it art?
No, that makes it a multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah. You can get a lot of stupid people to do stupid things.
Here's the problem. We don't tell people that stuff sucks enough.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah, really? 100%. That's a problem?
Yeah, big
because
problem.
We started to rotate to where it's the, you know, everything is awesome to everybody all the time. So then a dot can become art, or someone taping a banana to a wall can become art. At some point, somebody needs to walk in and say, dude, you just taped a banana to that wall. That's stupid. Yeah. And then they can go make some real art.
Yeah, because I think that that artist deserves better than being told that his crap art is good.
Right.
But if you... What if that is the true art, being able to convince people that it is art?
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's called a con artist.
Yes, and that is an artist.
Oh, my gosh, it is an artist. Okay, well, if they will at least admit in their heart that
You can't admit it out loud.
Of course not. Otherwise, you're not a good
con artist.
Wait,
is mental illness art, according to this?
I'm saying that, look, it is called a con artist.
Wow.
That banana tape guy?
Yeah.
He knows it.
He's an artist.
He knows it.
Con artists are the true artists.
Wow. Okay. I think you could get into that art, Andy.
I can't wait till Mike releases an album and each song is just one strum of one chord.
It's actually just going to be all silence.
Ooh.
Listen to this.
What could have been there?
Yeah.
That is the art.
You fill in the spaces.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate pretentious art
so
much.
Man,
I really
it's bad.
Do.
Finn. That's the only thing in the record.
Finn.
Kennedy from the website. Is it better to eat the worst thing first and save the best thing for last?
Oh.
Or eat the best thing first so you get full enjoyment from the start?
I'm a big believer in eating worst to first.
So veggies first?
All right, to finish with the strength?
Yeah, but to Mike's question, veggies first, no. The veggies are the one that's like, I started with other stuff that was, you know, bad. Like steak, and then I finished with my dessert.
Whoops!
I forgot to ever touch the veggies. But I'm, you know,
got a little
like,
too full for the vegetables.
Yeah, you know, it's the Lucky Charms thing. The leave the marshmallows in the bowl for those last delicious bites of pure marshmallow.
It might not surprise you, but I'm a proportional to a fault eater. So what I want is every bite to seem the same.
Okay.
So if I make a quick mental calculation, there's that many potatoes, there's that many pieces of chicken, there's that much salad, and if I'm going to eat them together, I'm going to just be perfectly rationing it so that the first bite is the same as the last. I don't want to get to the end and it's all just
so
fish.
In that meal, are you going a fork gets chicken and the other pieces?
That's correct.
Or is it chicken, bite, the other section, bite?
Either one is fine. Yeah. Okay. As long as towards the end, it's all proportionally... You know, complete it.
Okay.
If I'm being honest here, because I start with the Lucky Charms, you know, save the best for last, mm-hmm. and I do enjoy that from time to time. But in truth, when I think about how I eat, if I get a really nice meal, I find that I am a sandwich style. I want to start and end with whatever the best is. So I will actually start with whatever looks best. And then, like, sometimes it's just the bread. Like, there's an amazing garlic bread or whatever. I'll take a couple bites of that. And then I'm like, that was so good. I am now waiting till the end of the meal to have more. I want to start and end with a bang.
My Lucky Charms style, because what you're saying is it's like people save all the marshmallows for the last.
Yeah.
But Lucky Charms isn't good if it's a bite of marshmallows.
Yeah,
what's actually good is if you have, like, a higher percentage of marshmallows per bite.
That is very good.
So I will take a few sacrificial bites in the beginning to even up them to where it's like one bad piece, two marshmallows. One bad piece, two marshmallows.
Look, you know if it wasn't a money issue, they would have put more mallows in there. You know,
think?
This, oh, absolutely. It costs them more to make
a bowl
the
full of marshmallows is not a breakfast. It's not going to fill you up.
Dummy over here. I could eat a bowl full of marshmallows.
Have they never
no
done
problem.
Oops All Marshies?
No.
No, but they've done the Oops All Berries, which is great work.
Oops All Marshies?
I don't know what to...
How do you eat, Mike? Do you go worst to first? Were you trained in any way? Like, I always couldn't eat my dessert till the end because that was the rules.
Yeah, I mean, that was the rule
don't
growing up.
Don't spoil your appetite.
In the household. I think it depends on how bad the worst is. Like, if it is, I mean, if we're talking, like, green beans, which are awful, just terrible.
The devil's plaything.
Terrible, terrible vegetables, I'm going to house those. I'm just going to get out of the way, unless there's something like a mashed potatoes or something that I can help them be not as bad. But it's still, I'll still focus on getting the worst out of the way.
Do you ever do the nose thing?
What's the nose?
Do you ever plug the nose?
I
as a kid
found that to never work.
It works pretty well.
What?
Yeah.
It didn't. It never worked for me. But I, my nose
your
is
smell,
like always
without
plugged.
Your smell, you can't really taste.
Now, did you use your fingers in this?
Or did I don't you just know if you know
a clothespin like old school.
I'm saying, like, did you just stop breathing? You know, you could kind of plug your nose without doing anything. Or did you actually hold your?
No, you have to hold it. You can't let peripheral green bean smell get in there.
I can't possibly.
You have to do it like that.
Eat while pinching my nose with the other hand.
Yes, you could.
Impossible.
Do it tonight. So I dare you. It's art.
Owl found something. It is not actually the cereal, but you can get a Lucky Charms Just Magical Marshmallows snacks. So it's a 4-ounce bag.
Nice. Well, I could just pour that in water.
Well,
or
I mean,
milk.
You just reveal yourself, Jason?
Gross, no.
I mean, you could buy those and then supplement each Lucky Charms bowl with extra marshmallows.
That's not a bad idea. That's not. You could mix your own. You pour the box into one of those, like, containers and then put the marshmallows in there and shake it up.
I'm just telling you, put them in a bowl, put some milk in, and try it on for
just the marshmallows? That's just,
I couldn't do it.
You could do
it's
it.
It's too sweet, man. Wait, you eat a bowl full of sugar?
Well, yeah, you, all no, cereal
pour,
is a bowl
full
of sugar.
Would you pour sugar into a bowl and just eat spoonfuls of sugar?
But it's not.
So, yes and no. I wouldn't just pour that in, but I do remember...
Sugar and milk!
I do remember when we had, like, regular Cheerios, which I don't know why those are still made, but... and then when I was a kid, you'd pour the sugar on the cereal, and then you'd pour the milk on, and you'd have those bites where you're scraping the bottom of the bowl for that extra sugar, and every now and then towards the end, you'd come up, and they're just...
That wouldn't be. That was pretty good, though.
That was pretty good. So it's like,
would you put some like sour worms into like some milk and just eat them?
I don't think sour would be as good as sweet in that situation. But okay. I'm willing to try.
All right, we got time for one more great question.
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right, Daniel from Twitter: how full does the sink need to be with the dishes before it's time to do the dishes?
Ooh, interesting.
I'm not sure. Is it fullness?
I don't think it's fullness.
Is it odor?
I think it's time more than fullness, right? Like, because I can fill up a sink with clean-ish glasses. You know what I mean? Like, oh, everyone was over. We all had a toast.
Yeah, you can leave it there for a while.
And so now I've got a ton of champagne flutes or something. I don't care about that. Like, leave it in there for however long until I need that sink empty. But if it's like last night's dinner dishes that were hard to scrape off.
I feel like
it's
doing damage. Time is doing damage to that cleaning process.
Yeah, it's what, how much dirty is in the, is
how
on
much
the
dirty.
Dishes?
Yeah.
How much dirty is on the dishes? Because if there's no food particles in that sink, I don't think I care.
Okay.
But if there's a bunch of food stuck on these plates and bowls and whatever, like, that's got to get cleaned.
Any of you guys do the thing where you justify not washing them by filling the sink with hot water and with soap in it, and then you just put them all in the hot water soap?
Oh, yeah. You're cleaning them now.
Because you can leave them there for a while.
I mean, the soaps are actively scrubbing.
That's my perspective.
I've seen the scrubbing bubbles.
No, that's good.
I've been taught.
Here's the problem in my household.
But then it gets cold the next day, and you got cold water.
You know, let's say you don't have time to clean everything, and so, you know, you got some dishes by the sink, but something's happening. People come. So then you put all the dishes in the sink to kind of clear the counters, make it look a little better. That's you know, go-to for a lot of people, I'm sure. But then I have children who love cereal, and they will then come and take their cereal and they will pour it into the sink apparently without looking.
Doesn't
when I say
sound
children
like they love cereal,
I'm
then.
Well, when they're done or whatever, just their empty milk, you know, they're not going to put the milk in the garbage. Thank you. They're doing the right thing. They're pouring it down the drain, except they don't pay any attention to the fact that there's dishes in here.
Oh, they pour the milk all over the dishes.
They just pour the milk on the dishes, and then there's a bowl full of milk in the...
That's gross.
You
got
to do them quicker.
That's awful. And then you come back late, but you don't know.
That's a high
level. You don't know
that
happened this morning. You get out of the house.
You know what you need? A cereal sink. A separate sink for your kids to pour their milk.
Yeah, nothing can go in there but cereal.
Yeah.
That would actually be used very often in my house. That's probably a good idea. I'm going to look at installing a third sink.
You guys want to draft?
Sure.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting wishes from a genie. Simple.
Yeah.
We're drafting wishes. Now, are there ground rules that we need to discuss?
Well, the ground rules are established by Aladdin, which are...
Don't help anybody.
Well, other than yourself. No. You got no wishing for more wishes.
Right.
That's illegal.
Can't make someone fall in love with you?
No, can't make someone fall in love. That's too hard even for a genie. Mm-hmm. Can't bring the dead back to life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. There's a,
and you can't kill anybody, right? That was one of the...
Oh, is that?
I thought it was. So I thought it was.
I don't think we'd be picking a lot of murderers.
No, that's true. That's true.
I'm going to need to update my list.
Okay. Yeah, update that. No killing.
So I guess I struggled to determine what a 101 would be in this draft because I have things that I think are very much in the category of not big enough to be that deserve to be a wish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'd still probably take them because they're kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, here's the nice thing about this is that we're not limiting ourselves here to three wishes. Okay, so that's not the genie rule here. We're getting total of 12 of these suckers. So right. They're not all going to be the best things of all time, but these are things we want.
So there's like four lamps.
Yeah.
We're sharing four lamps.
Sure.
All right. So I guess for whatever reason, this one came to mind first.
Okay.
And I don't even know what it really means.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let's explore this.
Hope the genie does.
But I want to, let me start over.
Okay.
Dear genie.
Yes.
I'd like to be an all-powerful wizard.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
a wizard.
Will you make me a wizard? Because I feel like I'm getting some genie powers as a
sure.
wizard. Now, I'm not going to specify. I'm going to tell the genie, you make me an all-powerful wizard. Whatever the genie interprets that as, he makes me.
Jafar did it, and he was set.
He was a sorcerer.
Sure. But I mean,
thank you, Mike.
I mean,
thank you.
There's differences.
Goodness.
Very similar.
I don't want people to think I'm asking to be Jafar here, all right?
But my point is, he had it all. Like, he should have just stopped there, and then he was in complete control.
Yeah, he got duped. Yeah,
I'm just, you're all powerful. You're the only wizard around. This show's got a lot of wizard history.
Yeah.
And so I think being an all-powerful wizard is my number one pick.
Oh, that's a great pick. You would be Mike and I's local wizard in that
Absolutely.
Situation.
Yeah, most people's.
That guy's a clown, though.
Yeah, I don't like the local wizard. So
I'm a national wizard in that case. I'm more of a global wizard. I'm the only wizard that exists.
I mean, yeah, probably. All right.
All right, Mike, you are on the clock.
Interesting. Ooh.
Can't wait for you to solve society's ills. Just so
yes.
much.
Yeah, let's
What's
be
the
a
biggest problem?
Selfless here, yeah. Mike.
I mean, I've got some things.
Let's see that big heart of yours.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I'm going to ask the genie for a bigger heart.
I mean, I can help people out because I will have unlimited money.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, what a noble thing you will do for people when you've got with all your personal money.
I mean, just incredible things.
You think,
I mean, look, 25%. I'm a good tipper.
Oh, you're going to leave that restaurant real nice.
Attention, Earth, source of all inflation, the unlimited money man, Mike, right.
No one will, people don't know that I have unlimited
Here's
money.
The thing.
I mean, you give away enough of it.
I know.
Okay, so I'm back down to 15% for that tip. Yeah, that's Andy's fault.
I know that if Mike had infinite money, I think he's searching for the deals. He's getting the 5% off coupons.
Oh, I'm still hitting up Groupon.
I know, Mike. He is going to be stingy with that money. It's frugal.
Yeah.
Frugal with that money.
Which is funny because if you have unlimited money, everything's free.
Right.
So. Yeah, but there's no fun in that.
Yeah, but he's still got to beat the system.
Yes.
All right, Jason, you have two picks.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't know why I was not expecting to be up. You'd think we've done this show. Enough time. Okay, well, I was worried that Mike was going to maybe take one of these things that would render my 101.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Andy's pick influenced my pick.
Okay. My 101 is I'm going to say, hey, what's up, Genie?
It's Dear Genie.
I'm sorry. Dear Genie. Dear Genie, I would like Superman's
yes,
powers.
That was my 101.
Yeah.
But I moved away from it so I don't just have the exact almost a very similar pick to Andy.
Oh, that's so different than Andy's.
No,
gotta,
I know, but yeah, I know that they're different, but it was like still a make me a very powerful
yeah.
person with magic
sure.
powers.
Yeah, no, that's good. Imitation.
Yeah, I can I mean, you know, cuz it's like my first thought when I was coming up with
right.
this list was flight. was like, oh my gosh, I want to fly.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I would love super strength. And then I was like, wait a minute. I just want all of the superhero powers that Superman has.
I also
is that that's valid, right? Because I mean, yeah, obviously, no, you get all of it. You have to be
it's
made
valid,
Superman.
But I didn't want to take so many things off the by bundling.
Right,
that is a bundle.
Right. No, that is a bundle, and I apologize for
nothing.
That's
fine. That's fine.
And I'm gonna stick with.
I can't wait to see you in those tights, by the way.
I'm going to stick. Well, yeah, you will. You're darn right. You're not wrong because of my next wish. I'm really focused on me.
It's on my list
at this point, but I am going to wish. Hey, Jeannie, I would like the way that I wrote this, and maybe I got to reformulate this for the ask in Jeannie.
You got to be very specific or they'll get you.
All right. Then I got to be careful with how. I would like to look like Chris Hemsworth. That is my wish. What I wrote was wish for Chris Hemsworth's body, face,
oh,
hair,
no.
and voice.
Then you're, you know, there's something terrible is going to happen if you do that.
Exactly. So I'm just, I got to leave it to the genie. I want to look like Chris Hemsworth, in which case, how am I looking in them tights now, Andy?
You're looking very good.
I will enjoy the moment between your first and second wish. When you're being transported into the tights, because you're flying around a little before you make your second wish.
Oh, for sure.
And that's the time I'm going to videotape.
For sure. Little thunder thighs and tights.
Ooh, and then when you get Chris Hemsworth's looks, unfortunately, you will still have the Superman suit from your original body that you have to get into.
So it's a little stretched out.
Stretched out.
Actually, I think he's still bigger than me, right? Like
what, Hemsworth?
Yeah. I'll bet his stomach, like I've got a big old belly and he's got a six pack.
Your waist is going to be larger than his.
Yeah, it is. That's true. You're not wrong. No, it's just a fact.
I'm trying to be helpful here. Yeah, I had written out optimal physique, but.
Yeah, what size shirt does Chris Hemsworth buy?
That's a great question. I look at him and I think like a 3XL.
I think he probably buys a 3, he probably buys an XL.
I go XL.
He probably does buy an XL. Yeah, I'm in a 2XL.
Because you don't want it baggy.
Yeah. Not when you got that body. What are you talking about? He doesn't buy shirts. He just walks around shirtless.
All right.
Like I will. I'll fly around shirtless.
Mike?
So that is tremendous.
My picks are so bad.
No, you're good. Dude,
I'm looking at the rest of my list.
Oh, the rest? Okay. So this one's a little difficult. I would say, dear Jeannie, I want the answers so that if anyone asks me any question, I have the answer for it. And I have the correct answer for it.
So you want Google in your brain.
Well, Google doesn't always give you the correct answer. I don't know if you remember a time when we had to travel internationally and we said, hey, Google, do you need a passport to go to Canada? And they're like, nah, man.
You're good.
You're good. You're good to go. Are you a U.S. resident? Just stroll on up.
I forgot about that.
Go right on in.
Whoopsies.
The top result for Google is not factual all the time.
And then we had to rush because we had a live show in Toronto, and we did not have passports. And the week of that show, we were like, oh, we checked this.
We're like, so Google told us we could go.
It's a good point. I do have one tiny question about it. You have all the correct answers.
Yes.
Now, the question is do you know this? Because you didn't say all knowledge. You said all the correct answers. That's a final guess.
Yep.
So
that's locked in.
Are you waiting for people to ask you questions, the things you want to know, because you won't be able to say the answer till they ask it?
Yeah.
So like the meaning of life or something, someone needs to come up and ask it before you know it.
Well, they have to ask me before I can share that with them. But I mean, I would assume I can ask a question.
Can you ask yourself?
Yeah.
But at least make it so you have to say it out loud.
Yes.
Oh, that would be much funnier.
That's fine. I didn't phrase it in a certain way. So
that's funny.
I have to look in the mirror.
You just have to say it out loud. Like,
I need a reflection quick.
All right. Unlimited money and all the correct answers. Mike, do you know, a couple great picks for the rest of the world. I mean, those correct answers are going to help a lot of people.
Yeah. Dozens.
I'd be curious to ask the question of like, how much of that money are you going to give me and what the answer would be?
None. The correct answer is no money.
Now, Jason went with Superman's powers.
Yeah.
And the Chris
and
Hemsworth.
Thor's body.
That's what I was going to say. I'm surprised you did. You could have wrapped them. You could have said,
I mean, it's
Thor's everything, and you would have got them both.
Yeah, but
you don't need Thor's powers when you're for Superman.
Yeah, and also, I'm pretty sure Thor cannot shoot lasers from his eyeballs. And I really want that one.
How does Thor do with kryptonite?
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
yeah, your one problem. All right. I've asked to become an all-powerful wizard. And look, this one is going to genuinely be for everybody. But okay. I just think it's a great one.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
I'm going to fix the weather everywhere.
Oh, that is so good.
I'm going to ask the genie to make the weather everywhere awesome all the time.
You just destroyed the earth.
Well, right, science guy.
No, he made it perfect.
Yeah. You know.
Because if you're saying that whatever that, you know, now it's a nice warm degrees where the ice poles are and it's going to melt and cause it. Well, if it caused a problem, then it's not perfect weather. You know what I mean? Like then it would cause.
Thank you.
Warming and
perfect weather.
Perfect weather is perfect
includes
weather.
Nature.
Absolutely.
Come on, Mike.
You just corrected.
Thank you.
Global warming gone because perfect weather.
Although the idea of him granting the wish and moments later tsunamis cascading yes. throughout the earth
that is
to
true.
Kill everyone is comical.
Your wish is my command, and you have 1 month to live.
All right, so I'm going to make perfect weather everywhere.
Okay.
For nature, for people, it's great.
That's
all encompassing.
That's I had I figured I could save this one, but I was going with yours was far more help people. Mine was simply body temperature control.
Yeah, I
looked at how can I help myself.
Would it come with a little Nest thermostat on your shoulder that you can just dial in?
My 102, I didn't take it, but it was perfect body temperature.
Yes,
100%. I mean, this is great. This is great news, Andy. It's going to be very helpful. Although you did kill like all the penguins, so
yeah,
there will be
humans.
Some repercussions.
They should have learned how to fly. That's really on them. Okay, and then I need a third one. And you guys, will you down for me a little help? I need to know how to word it properly.
Yeah, no, we're here.
Yeah.
I have the answers.
But I would like, the way I've written it down is my wish is to be able to travel seamlessly, safely, speedily through all of space.
That's a problem because that was going to be my next pick.
Oh, baby!
So Mike cannot answer.
That's called teleportation.
Yeah, but I don't want, I mean, I guess that's true. Teleport.
You want the journey.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be like the math journey that happens now where within our constraints, it's like, cool, you'll be safe on your way to Saturn. You'll also be dead before you get there.
So you want an actual perfectly working Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, I
want
to be able to travel the galaxy. How about that? Is that a good wish?
Sure. No,
but
if I teleport, I
got to pick a spot to be in. I don't know where I want to be in the galaxy. Do you, Mike? You don't know. What would
fair.
You say? I mean, you wouldn't know. Put me on
Uranus.
So, way too big of an Al Borland laugh on that one. So I will say to travel through space. Let's just say that. Okay, is that a good
fine.
One?
That's yeah,
good.
Yeah. No,
travel
I like
through
it.
The galaxy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's a great one.
He wrote space travel down. We have space travel.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you got to upgrade that
you
somehow.
You just said travel through space.
Much different.
The hard part here is Jason can already do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Superman can fly, no problem.
Yeah,
space.
This is the problem with Superman.
Yeah. It's great.
This is why Mike had the integrity to not draft it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just he's so.
He didn't have all the right answers yet.
Like, if I could be Superman, you clearly take it, but it's so boring.
Oh.
On for a storybook, it's so boring.
Sure, for a story, yeah.
Yes, that's what great. I mean.
Now, Mike, you're back on the clock, right?
I am.
And you, I mean, could you be able to, are you able to draft, ask the genie kindly to remove Jason's powers? Is that one of your potential?
Yeah, I mean.
I wish for.
In the world of Thunderdome wishing, that yes, I believe that is on the table, that you can undo people's wishes.
Man, we should have just been fighting. We got to do another draft someday where ours, it's like a battle royale draft of genie
bad
wishes.
Wishes for people?
Bad wishes, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
How to make each other the most uncomfortable with four wishes.
All right. I
hope you like your spider underwear.
Oh, no. Oh, no, sir.
All right, Mike.
At first, I thought it was just a pattern on the cloth, and then I realized it was probably made out of spiders.
Yeah, you bet it was. All right, Mike, you're up.
I mean, time control.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Time control powers, and, like, I don't want
to. So is that you? That's an amazing pick, because I was thinking you'd have to do, like, one of my choices was going to be to pause time.
The guy,
one of them was like, can I control Z and go back and fix things?
Got it.
But when you say time control,
yes,
broadly, you
it is not
definitely
a machine where I just go to one point in time. It's just the power to control time.
Hmm.
Like, I need a break. Zach Morris, timeout.
Interesting.
Everyone freezes.
Hmm. I always thought that that power was really cool for a couple of minutes, and then it was really lonely.
Well, if you pause everyone, yes.
That's what I mean. If you pause everybody. Like, my literally in my notes, I said, to be able to pause time for whoever I want. So that I wasn't, so that I wouldn't be alone.
So you, well, that's what was that show?
Would you
the
like
alien
to
girl.
Live yeah. on a star?
And she touches her fingers together.
Kitchen movies,
out of this,
out of this world.
Is it out of this world?
I think so.
Okay,
look it up, Al.
Look up alien girl sitcom can freeze time.
Mike should know that answer already.
I'm pretty
based on your wish.
Out of this world.
Oh, he
we
did.
Got it.
He
we
did
got
know
it.
The answer.
It was Cable, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah. But she could freeze time, and then if she touched you on the back, you joined.
Oh, she could get you to join?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, man, that's the life. All right.
Just me and you. Just, everyone else is frozen.
Jason, you have two picks to finish out your draft. Are a Chris Hemsworth Superman in the moment.
Yep, in the moment, and that's the key.
I mean,
and that's the problem.
Just log out.
That's the key. Yeah. Well, it would be, except I might look like
you're broke.
Chris Hemsworth right now.
Oh, you don't want it? Okay.
Okay.
But you never age?
I love eating.
Okay.
And I don't want to look like Fat Thor.
Your Hemsworth would run out in a
my
few
Hemsworth
weeks?
My Hemsworth would look bad. I would ruin Chris Hemsworth
okay.
with my lack of self-control. So I am going to, Genie.
Self-control?
No, goodness, no. I want to be able to eat everything I want with perfect health.
That's your pick.
Yep. I get to eat the worst of the worst, and it's like I'm eating the best of the best. That's,
I mean, it's a great pick. I had unlimited calorie free ice cream or desserts without calories, so you encompass all things. Eat what you want
with perfect health,
though. With perfect
which,
health.
I mean, love it. Great wish. I would feel like if you wished for a certain physique, that just,
oh, I know how genies work, man. They look for the loopholes. They're gonna, I mean, they.
So you're like you have to maintain your Hemsworth physique.
Yes.
Do you understand how much that guy works out?
You know what? I'm probably wrong with what I'm going to say. I know I'm wrong. But I feel like if I was physically able to be more active, I would be much more active.
So going chicken egg with this thing?
It's a chicken egg.
If I was fit, I'd be fit.
Yes, exactly right. If I was fit, I would be fit.
Yeah, you have no idea how much that guy works out.
I mean, but what do I have to lift? I got Superman's powers. I'm going to be like lifting semi-trucks to work out. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
a great question. If you are...
How does he stay toned?
If you have unlimited super strength, because gravity's not a problem for you.
He's got to go to a planet with worse gravity.
Yeah. Say, how do you maintain muscle mass? You have to go to Jupiter.
I don't know. Maybe my muscles don't deteriorate. Because I got Superman's powers.
You better
Who
use
knows?
Your last wish on
All
that.
Right. Yeah.
better okay. cover your bases.
All right. Man, I've got a couple here on the list. Man, that one would be really nice for other people. Not sure I'm going to go that route, though.
Well, I mean, you've already done a lot for people.
I have.
They get to look at you.
I've given people something great to look at.
Art.
yes, art. Okay, so things are going well. I think I want things to continue to go well. I think I want things to always go well.
Okay.
And I'm going to wish, Genie, for the best luck in the world.
It's on my list.
I mean, at that point,
incredible luck is on my list.
Incredible luck. Things are going to go right. I'm going to run into who I want to run into. I'm going to get things right on accident. Things are just going to go well. Now, okay. I do worry that this could cause extreme depression. Because if everything always goes well...
Do you actually appreciate anything?
Do you appreciate it? Are you happy?
No yin-yang?
Yeah, exactly. So I do worry,
no balance.
But I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out because I think great luck would just be amazing.
You know what that would actually hurt you the most in? Is if you were ever trying to teach your kids a game or try to... you'd be trying to, a board game and you're trying to let them contend and win and you just keep... It's, rolling double sixes every time.
Sixes again. Whoops.
And then they never beat. You would never lose a game.
You would never lose anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
unless
man.
It would be extremely lucky to lose that game because it caused something great to happen to my children.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Extreme luck.
Yeah. All right. I assume not would, bad
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, you'd lose or you'd all right. never lose.
Mike, you have a final pick.
All right. So I've got it down between two. Still not helping anybody else. So I'm checking all those boxes. I'm going to go.
Once we've got all of our picks in and we look at the rest of our list, all those will be really helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
we've got some great stuff on our list. Don't worry.
Maybe we only got four choices here.
Right. I'm going to go. I would think it would be awesome. I'm going to be able to speak every language.
Yeah, I thought
every
about that.
Every language ever that ever existed.
Gosh. That means that no matter where you are in the world,
yes.
you would be able to understand in
the
detail
universe, Andy,
the plight
the
of
universe.
All the people you didn't help. Yeah. You would be able to hear from them.
Yes. You could hear their cries.
What?
Yes.
No matter the language, you'd
well,
hear
you
them
can
say,
hear their cries cause
why didn't you help us? But in their native language.
I can hear their cries, but
well,
I can't just, understand them.
Look, yeah, if those people come up to me and they say, why didn't you help? I'll drop them a Twinsky.
All right. Look.
Don't spend this in one place.
You can speak every language, Mike.
That's right.
You're great. You're a communicator. Now they can ask questions, and you can answer them in their native language because you have all the answers.
Oh, the owl's trying to say, I said speak every language, not understand.
Oh no.
No.
Did he really?
What
I
you
mean,
mean,
I remember once I got a ladder in a genie deal on this show. So.
Interesting.
So.
My pick, final pick?
Yep, you're the last pick.
I'm an all-powerful wizard.
Do you want all marshmallow?
I've made the weather perfect.
You have.
I've traveled through galaxies, but I'm going to take a very not obvious choice here. I thought about some other things. I thought about like instant delivery of everything, right? We already got one-day delivery. What if I could just put my hand out and stuff showed up that I was buying?
That's the, what's that called? Star Trek.
The food making machine?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a nerd.
I don't know what it's called. I also thought about wings early on, but you got Superman.
Like
and then
buffalo
now,
wings?
No, that'd be
replicator.
Good too.
Replicator.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, thank you. Oof.
We got to have an original to replicate.
That's fair.
But I'm going to go with something a little different. And it's that all my enemies don't have any teeth.
Because
I feel like it would just really neutralize any problems I would have.
I got a question, though.
Yeah, not even fake teeth.
At what point do they become an enemy? Is it you make a statement? Is it you, like, you just mentally have
I imagine
person,
I've got a list.
Do you have a, yeah, you
yeah,
have
yeah,
a
I
list?
Yeah, I probably got a list.
So and, you're handing that over to the genie. And now, is that once
no,
forever?
No, the list is the magic. And so when I put the name on the list, their teeth fall out.
So if I get really upset at you.
And I can take it off the list and you'll get your teeth back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is a potential financial situation for me.
I mean, that is a great motivator for me to be kind to you.
And I want to be clear. You try to put in some fake teeth, they're coming out too.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It's genie magic.
But I will let you put them in and they'll slowly fall out over the next day. So it'll be kind of humiliating. Like, I just feel like if my enemies had no teeth, how intimidating are you?
And not only that, but you'd pretty much, everyone around you would know... who you don't like.
That's true. The wizard's enemies all are they're the toothless gang.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had a bunch of other choices. Poverty, no more illness.
Oh, see, you did it the wrong way. I've got the patents to cure all diseases.
Oh, because you want to make some cash money?
I mean, yeah. Look, someone's got to administer this, and I would like to be at the top of that.
You guys went at such a high level on some of your picks, I couldn't go to mine. They seem so much worse. Like, I was going to go with the simple... I get tomorrow's paper today, like the old show.
I mean, you could have done
that. Because
I can make
that.
A ton of money with that.
Sure,
yeah.
And I get to, it's almost like time travel, right? You get to fix something.
A little bit, yeah.
Almost.
But then you're like time control. It just dunks on it.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Thanks.
He had all the answers, though, so that's, I also have the patent on how to efficiently desalinate the oceans. Get, you know,
all of his patents, all your good stuff for the world is you owning the patents.
I mean, it's a twofer, you know. I'm helping people, helping myself. I didn't get infinite money, so I gotta have
patents. If I could just get that polio vaccine patent. Oh my goodness. Okay, are there any omissions you guys want to share?
Mind control. And then to be a movie star, that was one of the ones.
Chris Hemsworth looks
I'd like to
his
be
career, his career, his wife.
Okay, I would like to be Australian.
I want to live in his house.
I want to eat his food. All right. Mike, did you have anything else? Or are you good?
I mean, just overall health.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah.
That's it.
Money.
Great.
What did we learn today?
Well,
what did we learn today?
I think what I learned today is that I am about to be Mike's neighbor too. Yeah. Better watch out when I'm doing my yard work.
Know that when you steal stuff, your dog is on camera.
Wow, that's true.
I learned at the highest level, the greatest artists are con artists.
Yes,
that's
what I was going to say as well. I will say that what I also learned, I did not bring up on the show, but the most expensive book ever sold, worth about $10 million more than the most expensive dinosaur book.
Whoa! Ooh. Always admit when you're wrong at the very end. Yeah. I learned that too. All right, that is it for the Spitballers podcast. Thank you for joining us. Talk to you next time.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.